It's Marketplace Tech for August 10th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Lots of tech world culture is being exported or adopted beyond the tech sector these days. Who among us hasn't been to some kind of hackathon, maker meetup, or innovation something or other? Maybe your office healthcare provider doles out Fitbits. Well, tomorrow, a startup accelerator called 500 Startups is having a demo day. If that last phrase sounds familiar, it may be because the White House just had a demo day last week. Let's get some context from Dave McClure. He's a founding partner at 500 Startups. He's also about to help launch a reality show next month about startup culture called Bazillion Dollar Club. And we caught him backstage at a startup competition in San Francisco. Hello, Dave.
Hi there. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right. What exactly is a demo day? How should we define this?
Well, a demo day, at least in the geek world, is where a bunch of startup companies present their product, usually to potential investors.
Okay. And how is a 500 Startups demo day different from how it might be depicted on, like, the television show Silicon Valley?
And we are truly local, mobile, social.
And we're completely so-mo-lo.
And we're mo-lo so.
We're lo-mo-so, bro.
We were so-lo-mo, but now we're mo-lo-so.
I think that we have a lot more fun and we're a lot more interesting, but obviously I'm biased. But it is sort of like a little bit of American Idol, a little bit of Shark Tank.
It's interesting to me that a fair number of organizations kind of do this now, and it struck me that recently the White House actually had its own demo day. Is that a good thing?
I generally think it's a good thing. Probably the modern format was piloted by Y Combinator when they started maybe almost 10 years ago. But I think it's a way for those companies to show off their products, and occasionally it's a way for them to attract investors.
So I got to ask you about this television show that you're involved with. And, you know, it's a show on sci-fi, and it is a reality show, and it's called The Bazillion Dollar Club. So this sounds appropriately ridiculous and hilarious.
That's intentional. I think originally the network was discussing having us call it The Billion Dollar Club, and I thought that I didn't want to be in the same category as Donald Trump, and we wanted to poke a little fun at ourselves. So we said, well, maybe it's not about a bazillion dollars, but it's close.
What do you hope the show sheds light on in the tech industry?
You know, Silicon Valley is a funny show, and there's occasionally glimpses of reality there, but it's comedy and it's fiction. So, you know, I think it's a chance to tell the real story of how startups are, you know, getting built, both in Silicon Valley and around the world.
Dave, thank you very much.
You bet. Thanks.
If you want to watch the 500 Startups Demo Day, it'll be broadcast tomorrow at 500demoday.co. Everybody wants to live a different life sometimes, and in a society that deifies celebrity and provides a constant stream of media, social and otherwise, lots of people want to live the life of a celebrity. Which brings me to my next story of insane internet weirdness that comes into your ears via Katie Natopoulos. She's senior BuzzFeed editor and co-host of the Internet Explorer podcast. Katie, thanks for chatting.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me the story of Lucia Cole.
So Lucia Cole appeared to be a up-and-coming singer-songwriter. And then due to the sort of crack investigations of literally teenage boys who are fans of Ariana Grande, the pop singer, they discovered that she was completely fake, or in teen parlance, a catfish.
Can we just define this for people who haven't heard it?
So catfishing is usually when someone creates a fake online persona, usually for making romantic relationships. And it's known as catfishing, and the person is a catfish.
Why did teenage Ariana Grande fans go after Lucia Cole?
She sort of flew too close to the sun in her catfishing because she tweeted that she was going to work on an upcoming album collaborating with Ariana.
Uh-huh.
And so a bunch of Ariana's fans started listening to her music on YouTube, on iTunes. And then one fan named Leo Luera, who's a 19-year-old college student in Fresno, California.
Uh-huh.
He realized that it was actually Jessica Simpson.
Oh, my.
What Lucia was doing, she'd slightly altered the title. So the Jessica Simpson song, Your Faith in Me, became just Faith in Me by Lucia Cole. To just believe.
So how did this all play out? I mean, this person is catfishing. She gets discovered by one fan.
Uh-huh.
What happens next?
So Leo sort of puts out the APB through the tight-knit network of the Ariana Grande fans, who are they call themselves the Arianators. The Arianators sort of start taunting her a little bit on Twitter, like, hey, Lucia, big fan. What do you think of Jessica Simpson? And they would get her to respond with things like, I loved her music as a kid. She was a big influence on me.
This is so layered in like a crazy way.
Part of the thing is that I wasn't able to track down the person who really claimed to be this person, because once she deleted the Twitter accounts and all the other stuff, she's sort of gone.
You couldn't catch the catfish.
Right.
You noodled as best you could.
I noodled as best I could, and I could not catch the catfish. And it always happens that the people, when they are uncovered, it turns out they're like, well, I did it because I was lonely. I was sad. I wanted a way to escape. And I think that's probably, at the end of the day, what happened.
Katie Notopoulos is a senior editor for BuzzFeed News. She's also the co-host of BuzzFeed's Internet Explorer podcast. Katie, thank you for coming by.
Thank you so much.
More from us, as always, at MarketplaceTech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.